Before we get in the program, Holly, it's time for this week's joke of the week.
Yes, this week's joke of the week. So I stood in my garden really early yesterday morning, wondering where the sun had gone, and then it dawned on me.
There you go. Is that a homage to the solar eclipse earlier
sure.
this week?
Yeah, sure.
All right. This week's garden joke is brought to you by Rescue.com.
Rescue, American-made products keep your family, home, and yard protected from pests, insects like wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, flies, ants, and more. Learn more at Rescue.com. That's R-E-S-C-U-E.com.
Well, before we get in the program, I do want to address, we had a question come in on one of our platforms, and it was to the notion of, there's a lot of ads in this program, I don't think I'll listen again. So I explained to the individual, and I'll explain to many of you, because you may be listening for the first time or new to the program, this program, Holly and I produce the program. We are the owners of the program, the company in which this program is produced by. We own that. We do everything to this program, from what you hear here to advertising, finding the sponsors that you hear throughout the program. We have relationships with these companies. We know them personally. That's why some of them have been with us 5, 6, 7, and 8 years on the program. They pay for the airtime that our that you're hearing us on your radio station. It's part of, you know, the way the world works. We don't get anything for free. We ask them to sponsor our program, and in turn, you hear about them, and we pay the station so our program can air, so you can hear it weekly. So I just wanted to clear that up. We work very hard in order to make this happen. We are one of the few, if not only, programs such as this, where we do everything to make it happen year after year. So there you go. 5 of the easiest vegetables to grow. Do you have anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. 5 of the easiest vegetables that we would say, if somebody said, hey, I want to start a garden, I want a garden, what are some easy vegetables to grow?
I guess I would start with pole beans or bush beans. I'm sure if people have had children or nieces or nephews, sometimes in the spring, the teacher will have them plant a bean and the bean grows really quickly. Those aren't any different beans than what people grow in their garden. They're not magic school beans. They're garden beans. And
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk. Yeah. And they grow quickly and effectively, yes. Efficiently. I don't know what word you want to use there. Beans.
But now beans, bush beans, take 40 to 60 days to reach maturity. And we found several years ago, if you continue to hydrate and continue to harvest, you will have beans all the way till frost. Bush beans can come in a couple of different colors. The green beans that we're familiar with, they have a yellow pod bean, and they have a purple or royalty bean color. In pole beans, they take 70 to 80 days to reach maturity, and if continued to harvest on a regular basis, they will grow all the way to frost. But they only come in one color that I'm aware of, and the pole beans can get 8, 9, 10 feet tall. I've seen them go up a trellis, 8-foot trellis, and then start coming down the other side. So if you have a lot of space, bush beans is fine. If you have little space, pole beans are fine. If you're somewhere in the middle, you can do both.
Yeah, both is good if you have the space.
Radishes.
So radishes, yeah. I think that a lot of people don't think about radishes when they're growing their own vegetables. Maybe they think that they're hard to grow. Maybe they just don't think about them. Maybe they think that sometimes people think that vegetables that you might not normally think of are growing like in different climates. But radishes take usually about 30 days to grow. You can get, is it 16 per square foot,
yes.
I think? Yeah, 16 per square foot. So because they don't take up much space. So radishes are nice. They grow fast. You can grow a lot, and they grow easily.
And pick a color you want. You got the red champion radishes. You got Easter egg radishes. You got black Mexican radishes. You've got a different variety. Now, the Mexican black radishes, they take like 55 days. Everything else, that's a little bit more. There's some that take 40, but the majority of them take 21 to 30 days. And the bonus is, if you do not harvest them or let them go to seed, as the pod begins to mature, you're going to have a green pod that kind of looks like a tiny little pea pod. That is edible. Tastes just like the radish. Now, people will say, well, my radishes are super hot. Well, that can be contributed to a number of factors. Primarily, the factor is it's not being hydrated enough. There's not enough water that the plant is uptaking. I have also found that if you have a number of radishes that you taste one and, oh, it's really hot, cut them in half, boil them in water for 5 minutes. That kind of neutralizes some of the heat in it, and it becomes more edible for you if you have a sensitive tongue.
Yeah, or you can just slice them up and then put them on like a salad.
The greens are edible too, yeah. But not...
The greens don't look appetizing to me, but that's just me. So we also have leaf lettuce. Leaf lettuce grows, I don't know, like what, 30 days?
30 to 45 days, yes.
And it's really easy to grow. You can just broadcast those seeds in some soil. You can do this indoors. You can do this outdoors. Mm-hmm. And then you have leaf lettuce.
At the time of harvest, you want to cut it about three. You want to leave about a quarter of the plant. You don't want to go ground level. You want to go to about a third up the plant and then cut it. Because if you go ground level, it takes much more time for the plant to regenerate growth because you killed all the photosynthesis that the plant has. You leave some of that greenness or the red or whatever color your leaf lettuce is, and then that will allow the plant to regenerate or cut and come again much more rapidly than if you just mow it down to bare soil. And you're going to get maybe one or two cuttings off that before it begins to bolt or go to seed because the day length and the temperature is getting warmer and longer.
Right. So, yeah, so that's the
leaf lettuce.
Leaf lettuce. Thank you. I could not think of that word for some reason. All right, so cucumbers. I think that cucumbers are easy to grow, but I think some people don't realize that cucumbers don't have like a really long growth cycle. So
what does that mean? What does that mean?
It means that from the time you start them to the time that they're done is not very long. It's, I don't know, like what, 80 days?
60, I think, yeah. 60? And the thing 60, is people want to get them in really early, mm-hmm. and they do not like cold soil. That will stunt your plant quicker than anything. Wait until the soil is a minimum of 65 degrees, if not 70.
Right, and a lot of people don't realize this. They think that, okay, if I'm going to... You can plant them when you plant your tomatoes, but it's best to wait like a week or so after that, maybe 2 weeks. And then, again, the growing time is 60 to 80 days about. So is it normal for your cucumbers to be done by September? Absolutely. And a lot of people don't realize this. They get frustrated, but that's totally normal.
But also picking them and not letting them sit on the plant for a prolonged period of time. Once they get to a consumptionable state, you want to harvest them, and that will allow the plant to at least put on more flowers and prolong the plant slightly longer. Also, fun fact, how many varieties of cucumbers do you think there are?
85.
Around 100 varieties of cucumbers exist.
That's close.
I don't think all of them are commercially available, but that is what the magic of the worldwide internet has
it's
to
on,
say.
It's on computers.
Yeah, the internet's now on computers. So, yeah, it's a very beneficial thing for many people.
Let's talk about leeks.
Okay.
I think a lot of people, I remember I had a friend that I told him that we were growing leeks and he was like, you can grow those in your backyard. And I was like, yeah. And he thought they were growing in like a bog.
Well, they're much easier. If you have difficulty growing onions, leeks are the alternative.
I agree. They're a good alternative. They grow pretty fast, I guess.
120 days.
Yeah. Well,
but
I don't know.
But we get leeks the size in diameter and larger than broom handles.
Yeah, for sure.
1.5 to 2 inches, no joke. We can harvest and grow those very well. And the interesting fact that many people in the United States, we're all been conditioned, and that's a bad word apparently, we've all been conditioned to only consume or think that it's only edible the white portion on the leek.
I don't know if everybody even knows that. Many people don't even think about leeks.
Right.
So,
but many countries around the world, they utilize the whole leek. And when we prepare a meal, I cut the roots off, clean it real good, and then just the whole plant gets used in a stir fry or whatever we're using the plant for. Nothing goes to waste.
They are delicious. You should grow them.
Yes. And if it's too late now, which in many portions of the country it's too late to get them started, your local garden center has them, and it doesn't matter what variety. We go with American flag leek, but any leek will work very well. I think there's a Lincoln leek as well.
You're a Lincoln leek.
Okay. Kale.
Kale is delicious. If you like kale, some people don't like kale.
Some people have dietary issues where they can't consume a lot of kale.
I can't consume a lot of kale.
Okay.
Yeah, but kale.
Why is that for people who don't know?
Vitamin K. Yeah. So kale is easy to grow. It grows for a long time, and it's kind of foolproof. Once mm-hmm. you get it going, it just does its thing, and then you can even it'll even often survive a light frost, and that's your kale.
There's curly leaf kale. There's green. There's burgundy. There's a dinosaur kale. There's a Latin word for the name of that one. But there's a handful of different varieties. The Russian red kale.
Yeah, and there's ornamental kales, but those are still edible too.
Yeah. Back years ago at a place that used to be called Ponderosa, you know, the steakhouse, they would put kale as a garnish on the dishes, and I would always eat it. Apparently, you weren't supposed to eat it back in the 90s. Apparently, that was like a garnish, and you didn't, no, don't eat that, you know. It was kale.
That makes sense now. On our first date, I think the garnish was like parsley or something, and you said kale would be better, and I thought you were joking, but apparently...
You didn't know me very well, did you?
Listen.
Yes.
I don't know.
Finally.
Finally what?
Tomatoes.
Oh, tomatoes. Yeah, so tomatoes.
Hitting the miss here.
Hitting the miss. Yeah. I think this is like, you know, in the eye of the beholder type of thing. Some people are like, oh, tomatoes are impossible to grow.
But everybody grows them.
But everybody grows them. And I think that a lot of times, if you take our tips that we've, you know, always given out, and if you go to our sister website, the Wisconsin Vegetable
Parent,
Gardener.
Parent website.
Parent website. One of those relations, the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, and you search like how to grow tomatoes, you'll find our guide information,
multiple videos
there, and you can get some really good tips to grow some very successful tomatoes.
Well, Walton's has some has a coupon code for you. And who is Walton's, and what does Walton's Inc. Incorporated do?
Yeah, so we know you care about where your food comes from. You might be canning and preserving your fruits and vegetables. But what about the meat? At Walton's Inc., you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created MeatGistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's even has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, and sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50, that's GROW50, to save 10% off your order of $50 or more.